Hello, everybody. Wednesday, November 9th, 2022. Sprinting today. That's going to be a great one. And at Linchpin, much like on Monday when we did the 7x1 front squats, that we respect the heavy days. We don't try to jam anything else in there. Same on a sprint day. We respect the sprint days. We don't try to jam anything else in there. And if maybe you're new to Linchpin or new to this style of training, you might be looking at today's workout and say to yourself, is that it? I'm not going to be super tired at the end. It's not enough. I need to do more. That's okay. Trust the process. We vary the days from long grinders to short and sharp to heavy loading to light loading to no loading. And you don't need to just unnecessarily beat the stuffing out of yourself every day. Having days where maybe you feel like you left a little bit on the table is actually a good thing in your long-term health and fitness journey. It will allow you to be sustainable and not burn out, and that's a really big deal. So for today, we're sprinting. Sorry, a bit of a frog in my throat. It's for time. You're going to do 20 sprints. Each sprint is 55 yards. So 20 55-yard sprints. You begin, this is basically like you've got your watch on your wrist, you're holding your iPhone, however it is that you're doing this. You're going to begin a new sprint with a continuously running clock. Every 30 seconds, you launch. So you get warmed up, you hit your watch, you go. You take off on your 55-yard sprint. For easy math, let's say it takes you 10 seconds. Clock's continuing to run. That means you have 20 seconds of rest before you need to launch again, because when the clock hits 30 seconds, you launch again. You go. You do sprint number two. Takes you 10 seconds. You look at the clock. It's coming up on 1 minute. Again, every 30 seconds you're going. You take off and the clock hits 1 minute. You do another sprint. And so this is exactly how you're doing it. In that 30-second window, you have to sprint, and whatever time is left over in that 30-second window, that's how much time you recover. So for this workout, by the way, the last time we did this was on June 24th, 2022. Want to go back into the BTWB app and check your data. This is not something like the last time we did a dedicated sprint day was a 3x800 meter repeat. Obviously very different stimulus, right? Variance is a wonderful thing. On that 3x800 meter sprint day, you took big chunks of rest between the 800s to go maximally as hard as you can for an 800 meter run. Now for this short distance, but going quickly, you're not taking these huge blocks of rest. So these 55-yard sprints won't be 100% maximal effort because you're just not getting enough rest to really make it that sort of a sprint day. So this is a unique sprint day where it's basically a sprint day, but it's also a muscular stamina and a bit of an endurance day and a bit of a quick recovery day. And it's not something that we test that regularly for sprinting. And so this is a really cool area for a lot of us to be in to, again, just expand the breadth and depth of our capacity. And it's sneaky challenging. You're not jogging these things. Go as hard as you can on every 55-yard sprint, but the pace would be different if it was just, let's say, 5 50-yard dashes for time, and between each one of those 50-yard dashes, you were going to rest 2 minutes. The pace would be very different on a day like that compared to 20 55-yard sprints launching every 30 seconds. So hopefully that helps people out there. Wild card option takes into account if you can't run, you can bike or row, good to go. Scaled option knocks down the overall volume to 15 sprints instead of 20, and you launch every 1 minute instead of every 30 seconds. And it should just be a really fun day. So I hope that you enjoy it. And if we think about where we were the last couple of days, Monday below parallel, heavy weight, 7x1. Yesterday, that really fun, challenging workout, kettlebell snatches going overhead. You had loading single arm overhead. You had loading on the strict pull-ups. And now today, no loading on the body whatsoever. Just an entirely different stimulus. Rest day tomorrow and ready to hit it hard on Friday. So I will see you then.